Madam Speaker, it's a good bill.
Frankly, I'm embarrassed.
The President of the Senate called a hot mess.
Oley Insider is an educational journey through the Washington State Legislature, following interesting and important bills through the legislative process.
This is a serious matter, Mr. Speaker. We're moving the wrong direction here.
Oley Insider is produced by Positive Intentions Media, hosted by citizen volunteers Erica Engelhart and Jay Fratt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, rising in support.
And it's the right thing to do.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Oley Insider podcast, where we are taking you with us as we work through the legislative session, learning how we can have an impact on the process. This is Erica Engelhart, and I'm here with my buddy Jay Fratt.
Yeah, that's me. I'm here, ready to go.
Sorry I missed you guys last week, but thankfully Jay was able to hold down the fort and ran the last episode solo. But I'm happy to be back. Really quick before we get started, I just want to say to Jay that you are a great podcast partner.
Aww.
Because not only do you pick up my slack, but you put in a lot of hard work producing and editing this show. And you do a great job. I'm really enjoying learning everything that you're teaching me along the way.
Well, it's nice to have you along. I'm used to doing these things solo, so it's great to have a willing accomplice that's willing to dive in and try to learn more about the legislative process, because that's my mission. And I figured, hey, let's bring people along with me, and you are amazing to have as a co-pilot.
It has been really enjoyable, and hopefully our listeners feel the same way. Okay, that being said, let's get to business. As Jay reported already, last week was policy cutoff week. This week, it's House Fiscal and Senate Ways and Means and Transportation cutoff week. So SB 5098 is one of the bills we've been tracking since the beginning of this podcast.
Yes, SB 5098, restricting the possession of weapons on the premises of state or local public buildings, parks, or playground facilities where children are likely to be present, and county fairs and county fair facilities. This bill is well described as it expands the limits on possession of weapons to public community areas and official government facilities, all in the name of where children could be present.
It was scheduled for two committee hearings this week in the Transportation Committee, one public hearing and one for executive session. Just a reminder, it had a public hearing and executive session in the Law and Justice Committee back in January. And then in early February, it was sent to the Ways and Means Committee. And then in this final week of February, it was sent to Transportation. And I originally thought this might be due to the storage requirements within a vehicle, but that is not the case. It turns out I was not the only one who was confused about this. Senator Leonard Christian had a question. Let's take a quick listen to his question and the answer.
Are there any questions for the policy committee staff? Senator Christian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I'm confused. I thought I was in transportation. Why are we getting a briefing from Law and Justice, please?
And I think Danny will cover why this has come to transportation. I'm here simply to answer any questions, if there are any, about the policy implications of this bill.
All right. Danny Masterson to give us a fiscal report.
Thank you. Senator Christian, to your question, the bill came here because of the fiscal impacts estimated to WSDOT, which the fiscal note shows are $371,000 one time to install signs at the transportation facilities that the bill mentions. So the bill does exempt them from the main prohibitions of the bill, but it requires that weapons must be in locked cases or remain in a locked portion of a vehicle at those transportation facilities. And so the bill's sign requirement, WSDOT interprets the bill to mean that it requires them to put signage up to explain that requirement at those facilities. And that's the origin of the fiscal impact.
Are there questions for our fiscal staff, Senator Christian?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wouldn't this go to Ways then instead of transportation?
Because of the the Department of Transportation impacts, it comes here.
After the introduction, the prime sponsor, Valdez, presented the bill to the committee, and then there was also opportunity for public comment. And there was one testifier that stood out to me. So let's hear from Amanda McKinney, Yakima County Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chairman, Ranking Member Senator King, and members of the committee. I'm here from the county perspective, Yakima County, to provide the perspective of why you're hearing this bill on transportation. $371,000 to the state. Washington State Department of Transportation is nominal. What you will see here is an influx of massive amounts of lawsuits and settlements. Every time the state legislature expands government's ability to regulate, and then we do it poorly, we end up in court. There are $2.5 billion in lawsuits unsettled currently right now for the state of Washington, most of that in the child welfare program. We are currently in an $80 million lawsuit in Yakima County because of a question on signage. So what happens is that with your overly subjective and vague language here, we're going to have gun violence occur in anywhere a child may gather, which I challenge you to think of a place in Washington where a child may not likely gather. And we didn't put a sign there, and the municipality is going to be sued, and we will embroider a lawsuit. So you can get ready to see your bottom line and our budgets get blown up because we haven't had the money to put signs everywhere, as if a sign is going to prevent violence. I will agree with the previous speaker. We need to enforce our laws, not create unreasonably vague ones that will only cost taxpayers more money and not solve the problem. I yield the rest of my time. Thank you.
I thought the county commissioner did an excellent job and brought up some very great points. And I'm curious if they took that into consideration at all for their executive session. So a couple days after this public hearing, it did go to executive session. And I'm going to turn it over to Jay, and so he can tell us how that went.
How it went, I was a little surprised at the speed in which SB 5098 passed through the Transportation Committee. I took a couple clips from the, I guess it wouldn't be a hearing, it would be the executive session. Let's get into it.
Substitute Senate Bill 5098, restricting the possession of weapons on the premises of state or local public buildings, parks, or playground facilities where children are likely to be present, and county fairs and county fair activities.
There you go. That was the chair of the Transportation Committee, Senator Lias, giving the explanation of the bill, rocking a large stone bolo tie. Seems like Senator Lias likes the bolo tie. It's a regular feature of his attire. The committee quickly heard an amendment basically allowing for antique guns and museums to be exempted from this law. There was a bit of confusion regarding it, but it was a unanimous due pass on the amendment. And then this is where the action goes down. Here is a quick clip of the entirety of SB 5098 passing with a due pass recommendation through the executive session of the Transportation Committee in the Senate.
It's been moved and seconded that the second substitute Senate Bill 5098 receive a due pass recommendation to the Rules Committee. Are there any remarks? Ranking Member Senator King.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We still have some concerns on our side of the aisle, and I know there will be some no votes. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further remarks? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to advance second substitute Senate Bill 5098 with a due pass recommendation to the Rules Committee, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. By your vote, we have advanced second substitute Senate Bill 5098 with a due pass recommendation to the Rules Committee, subject to signature.
Now you can see my sarcasm when I said that all the action broke out. It passed very quickly with a whimper of resistance from Ranking Member King. I do find it interesting, and this is a great example of why we're doing the Ole Insider podcast, that Republicans will clamor and throw themselves at the Second Amendment cohort within our state population, which is significant. It's a significant membership. Second Amendment rights is a big deal to a lot of people. And in this process, in this transportation public hearing, and then this executive session, the most ardent resistance and testimony and logical information that came, that was against this particular bill, came from someone giving public testimony. And that's important to hear. I'm not sure why. I'll try to reach out possibly to Senator King to find out. Maybe it's procedure or it's just, untoward to give anything but a, hey, we're going to have some no votes. Maybe the written portion of the dissenting no votes is what matters most than Senator King grandstanding at that time or presenting any kind of audible opposition to the bill. But again, good on Amanda McKinney, Yakima County Commissioner, District 1. She absolutely gave the best testimony that was in opposition to this bill. But in the end, this bill is going to go to the floor of the Senate, where it possibly will be voted on and passed or not passed, and go to the House. So on we go on this adventure. Thank you for joining us in this particular episode. It's a short one, but we want to be precise as we're covering these 12 bills that we selected at the beginning of the process. We'll probably do another update and talk about the bills that died along the way. There's one in particular that I'm keen on that I want to show. Sometimes I was talking with a Republican member the other day about marketing and trying to illuminate some of these very good bills that never even make it out of committee, that die, that they don't necessarily have to die that death. Let's take school choice, for example, the legislation Empower Ed, as Travis Couture and Representative Jim Walsh was a co-sponsor that they presented, you know, that died in committee. The public needs to hear more about these good bills that possibly a majority of people would be in favor of, that don't make it out of committee because of the lopsided power dynamics we have in Olympia and the ideological opposition between the two parties right now. It doesn't seem like there's anybody that's stepping out of line from blue team, red team dynamics. See you on the next episode.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Let us take a step back and let us reason together.
The legislative process can be intimidating. Let's go through it together.
If you could focus on the policy and not motives, please proceed.
Like and subscribe to Ole Insider on your favorite podcasting app. All resources and show notes will be available for each episode at oleinsider.com.
Mr. Speaker, I've stood up on the House floor repeatedly this year.
You can follow Erica Engelhart on X at For the Good, Jay Fratt on X at Jay Fratt, and Positive Intentions Media on X at PubSec Media.
It is our duty.
I really want to say thank you.